Well, good morning. It's always a joy to be here, and especially this time of year.
大家好，平安，真欢喜啊！一当伫各一边来，到伫咱的中间。
My wife Christine and my daughters Sale and Rina send their greetings and are sorry that they couldn't join us here today.
我的太太甲我的两个查某囝真啊，歹势今日袂当伫。
Right now, Sale and Rina are involved with a church Christmas play at another church in our city in Modesto. And so that's why they weren't able to come down today.
我的查某囝伫阮所住的所在 Modesto 的教会底下有参与圣诞的演出，也是因为安尼才袂当来家伫咱的中间。
It's a play on the Christmas story, and Rina has the role of the angel Gabriel.While Selah has the role of Mary.
This is a 圣诞的剧啊，早细汉早囝是做啊一个天使啊啊啊加别列啊，伊迄个大汉早囝是做啊玛利亚耶稣的老母。
And I think my younger daughter Rina enjoys the Mary role because she finally gets to tell her older sister what to do.
这个细汉小妹真喜欢伊的角色，因为呢，伊会当甲伊的阿姐命令伊做代志。
Well, we are grateful for your love and your friendship and all your support for us as a family.
阮真正感谢恁啊，对阮的支持啊，对阮的带导。
We've been serving as a missionary family and continue to do so with Medical Ambassadors International.
阮继续啊，伫国际啊医疗大赛的这个宣告的事工，底下继续服侍。
And it's been wonderful to have all of your prayers and support as we help to support our colleagues and our partners who are serving in over 40 countries around the world.
感谢您的支持，甲您的奉献，让我们当继续支持阮这个机构，都阮的同事，也是甲阮做伙同工，伫全世界有40外国家。
And usually, when I've been invited to share with you, it's been during the spring or summer, but It's fun and a joy to be here this time during the Christmas season.
平常时我来的时阵，拢是伫春天还是热天的时阵啊。不过我也是真欢喜，会当伫这个时阵啊，伫圣诞的季节来到咱家。
Because there's always something so special about Christmas time, the Christmas season.
圣诞的季节拢是真特别的。
And even though most scholars believe that Jesus was probably born in the fall.It's fitting to have the joy and festivities of our Christmas traditions, and especially the lights, contrast with this darkest time of the year.
有大多数的学者啊，拢来讲可能啊，迄个圣诞是伫啊秋天的某一个时阵，总是伫咱传统中的圣诞节啊，嘛是咱真欢喜来伫遐咧庆祝啊，特别是圣诞的灯会。
So at least here in North America, we celebrate Christmas during the darkest time of the year with the shortest days of the year.
所以咱伫遮咧庆祝圣诞的时阵，嘛是伫一年中间上啊暗时上暗的时阵，啊日上短的时阵来伫遮咧庆祝。
Now, how many of you enjoy Christmas lights?
恁有偌济人啊真爱圣诞的灯会
？Few of you, yeah.
No, 比较少。
How many of you have Christmas lights on your house this year? Maybe a few of you. But we didn't really put up Christmas lights when I was a child, when I was a boy. I think it was always a matter of the Taiwanese practicality of not putting nails on your house if you didn't have to.
我知道台湾人吼，确实济，因那是唔是真需要，因袂甲迄个铁钉啊吼钉伫迄个树、迄个厝。
Of course, my dad and my mother were always wanting to save money, so we didn't want to pay the extra electricity.
所以阮的爸母为着要省电，所以呢，安尼嘛是会当省个电费。
Maybe some of you can also relate.
所以恁可能会知影我咧讲啥。
But that didn't mean we didn't enjoy the lights because we did.
这并不代表讲阮无介意这个圣诞节。
It just meant we would enjoy the efforts of other people putting up the lights and using their money to pay for electricity.
我是咧享受别人辛苦把迄个圣诞灯扛起哩，啊，电钱互因去付。
And I remember a few times when my father would take us in our station wagon and we would drive to Christmas Tree Lane in Pasadena and drive through the streets looking at all the lights.
我会记得小孩的时候，我全家会这样挤进去一台那个旅行车，我的爸爸呢就会带我塞车载我去 Pasadena 去看那个圣诞树的大路。
And on Christmas Tree Lane, that's where all the homes went all out decorating their homes. And it really looked like you were at the electrical parade at Disneyland.
在那裡每一户都有聖誕燈的燈塔，非常的漂亮，看起來就像在迪士尼樂園裡面，在看那個電動的遊行一樣。
And those were good memories, and there's always something special about the lights at Christmas.
這是一個很好、很漂亮的回憶，關係在聖誕燈的時候。
Now, one Christmas tradition that I didn't really know about until later is the tradition of Advent.
我是后来才知影，传统中圣诞节其实就是一个大降节。
And Advent is a tradition that begins the four Sundays before Christmas.
就是伫圣诞节进前的四个礼拜。
And it's a way to intentionally remember and celebrate the coming of Jesus.
所以大降节是伫特别雕工要来纪念甲庆祝耶稣的降临。
Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which actually means coming.
降临这个字是为拉丁文来，伊的意思是讲临到。
And we actually celebrate two comings, that Jesus came once as an infant.And he will come again someday.
咱记得庆祝这个降临是其实有两遍，第一遍是耶稣降生做一个婴儿，第二遍就是伊要过来。
And so today I brought an Advent wreath and some candles just to celebrate with you today on our third Advent Sunday.
今日是大降节的第三个主日，我调工有提一个大降节的花环，甲一挂蜡烛提来一只。
We have a circular wreath that represents God's infinite love.
这个花环是圆的，是代表主无限的疼。
We have the evergreen leaves that remind us of the hope of eternal life with Jesus.
所以青色的这个叶啊，这是代表咱
eternal life，
咱的活命在主里底。
And we have a series of four colored candles and one white candle。
啊，佮有真济色的蜡烛。
On the first Advent Sunday, which was two Sundays ago，
两礼拜前就是大降节的第一个主日。
We light the candle of hope。
就是用橘色的迄个蜡烛点到，代表盼望。
And it represents the hope that the world had of the coming of the Messiah.
就是为这个全世界的盼望弥赛亚的来临。
The second candle.
第二个蜡烛。
Which was last Sunday is the candle of peace.
就是伫顶礼拜代表和平。
And it represents the journey of.Joseph and Mary in a very difficult time, and yet they had God's peace as they went with him.
代表约瑟甲玛利亚在因真困难的迄个行程内底有平安甲因伫地，和平甲因伫地。
And today is the third Advent Sunday, which is the Sunday of joy.
今日是第三主日，大降节是一个欢喜的主日。
And it represents the joy that the shepherds had when the angels revealed the coming of Jesus.
所以就是咧欢喜，就是遐各样话，底下咧欢喜耶稣要降临。
I won't light the other candles yet because that will be for next week. This candle represents the candle of peace.
第四个主日就是伫后礼拜这蜡烛代表
The candle of peace. Oh, sorry, candle of love.
是代表疼。
Yeah, I saw Karen's face, which meant I said something wrong. so we will light the other purple candle next week.
所以下礼拜咱会阁将另外第四支，就是迄个橘仔色的蜡烛，甲伊点到。
And then on Christmas Eve, we will light the white candle, which is the Christ candle.
所以伫圣诞节的进前，迄个暗会将白色啊，就是第五支的蜡烛，甲伊点好伊到，是啊，白色的圣诞的蜡烛。
And that represents Jesus, who is the light of the world.
所以代表耶稣就是咱世上的光。
Okay, so again, we celebrate today, which is the Sunday of joy.
所以今仔日咱是咧庆祝啊，迄个欢喜的日子，喜乐的日子。
Now, in today's passage that was just read in Isaiah, it talked about a time that was not a time of light.
今日咱所读的圣经，在是伫以赛亚书，以赛亚迄个时代啊，唔是真光明的时代。
Israel faced enemies on its borders and was plagued by a series of evil kings that had led Israel astray.
以色列伫迄个边界的所在有敌人啊，并且和邪恶的国王带以色列人无行正路。
And Israel, time and again, turned away from God and neglected God's commands.
以色列人一遍又一遍离开上帝，忽略了上帝的命令。
And Israel had misunderstood that they were to be a nation by which God would reveal His light and His love for the world.
以色列人抓住讲上帝，世间人彰显伊的光甲伊的疼，伫这个民族。
And the nation of Israel was proud in its outward religiosity, but neglected to love the poor, the homeless, the hungry, and the oppressed.
所以这个民族啊，对外在的宗教的信仰感觉到骄傲，却忽略了爱去听善良人无处通住的，还是妖孽的，还是受压迫的。
The land had been invaded by Israel's enemies.
以色列的土地受敌人来底下攻击。
And Assyria had conquered tribes in the north.
亚述征服了北边遐个支派。
Now, as mentioned in the passage, the areas of the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, two of the tribes of Israel, were often the first to get conquered because of the geography and trade routes that passed through their territory. So it talks about.The gloom that had passed over those areas.
Zebulun and Naphtali是以色列的两个支派，因的迄个地理上的位置，啊，甲做生意爱为遐经过的原因，所以这两个支派的所在是上大声受攻击的。
And because this area was often the first to be attacked, it was disrespected by the other tribes of Israel.And the area carried shame because of that.
因为因常常受攻击，所以以色列其他的支派都无尊重啊，伫这个所在啊，和这个所在，因感觉是一个更小的所在。
But God revealed to Isaiah that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On them, light has shined.
总是上帝启示以赛亚讲。行伫黑暗中的百姓，看见大光，有光照因。
And as we know today, this area was actually the area of Galilee.
所以咱知影这个所在就是今麦加利利。
And so the prophecy from Isaiah said that for not only would God bring healing and peace someday.He would bring forth a child that would become the light of the world.
所以咱知啊，上帝带来医治甲平安伫这个地上，又搁带来一个婴儿，正做世界的光。
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
奇妙无数全能的上帝，永远伫地边和平的人君。
Now, the rest of Isaiah talks about God's judgment that would refine and purify Israel, but it also brings a message of God's love, hope, and eventual deliverance and salvation.
Isaiah 书其他的部分讲起上帝的审判，伊要磨练甲洁净以色列，但是也嘛带来了上帝的疼、盼望以及最后的救赎甲拯救的信息。
In fact, even Isaiah's name means salvation of the Lord.
以赛亚这个名字的意思是耶和华的救赎。
Now, Isaiah's prophecies would come true as Assyria swept through, and then eventually other conquering empires would sweep through, like Babylon and then Rome.
以赛亚预言应验了，对着亚述的迄个强大啊，最后其他的帝国嘛来征服。首先是巴比伦，后来是罗马。
And then from the end of the book of Malachi, which is the last book in the Old Testament.There was a period of silence where there were no prophets of Israel for 400 years.
在马拉基圣经古约最后一本了后，有一段超四百年的时间，以色列是一无神的，是真恬静的时期。
And you can imagine if you were Israel, God's chosen people.
以色列是上帝所拣选的百姓。
It must have seemed a very dark time for these.Foreign enemies to conquer and scatter you as a people.
一定在那个时候很黑暗，因为看到那些敌人来攻击。
You know, have any of you ever been in a power outage at nighttime when you're in your house and all the electricity went off?
你感觉在恁家的时候啊，忽然间暗时全停电。
And you're sitting there in the dark, you probably didn't have a flashlight because you didn't expect it to happen.
你坐在黑暗中。啊，无有啊，手电，因为唔知啊，忽然间那会熄电。
And you're wondering when will the light come back on？
所以底下想，当时电才会来。
For Israel, there was 400 years of darkness and silence。
所以对以色列人来讲，因底下静静底下等四百年。
But then came John the Baptist。
然后亚瑟的约翰来了。
Preparing the way for the coming of the Messiah。
因为的弥赛亚来底下比班得咯。
The light was flickering back on.、Yep. One of the things I、really enjoy about camping, far from any city lights or light pollution, is how dark it can get.
我真介意做一件代志，就是去农业，因为呢会当离开城市，而且电费也是受光污染的所在。
A little hard to see because we do have a little bit of light pollution here that translates the screen.
因为咱的电费有较光吼，所以无多看足直足明的。
But as the sun sets and dusk comes, that's the darkest part of the night.
太阳落山黄昏的时阵啊，真正是看袂清楚的时阵。
It's the most difficult time to see.
真困难的当看去。
But then when the sun completely sets and your eyes start getting used to the dark, you start to notice how bright the sky is from the light of the stars.
总是当太阳完全落山了后时阵，真正是非常的黑暗，你就开始注意到天顶的星星是遐尼个光。
And then the moonrise shines even brighter.
了后月亮出来时更加光。
And then you realize how much light there can be at night.
最后你就会发现在暗时的时候有这么亮的天顶的光明。
And sometimes in the darkness, you just didn't realize that there was light there all the time.
其实有当时是很黑暗的时候，咱根本都没去发觉到实在还有很光。
And so reading the Christmas story, as we often read it in the book of Matthew and Luke with that perspective,helps remind us of how special the night of Jesus' birth was.
用这个角度，咱来读马太的时阵啊，甲路加的关系圣诞的故事啊，会当帮咱提醒啊，迄个暗有偌尼那特别。
Now it's said that the Gospel of Matthew was written to help the Jewish people understand the coming of Jesus as the Messiah, long foretold in Old Testament prophecy.
有人讲，马太福音写马太福音的目的是要帮助犹太人去了解耶稣就是伫古约已经预言弥赛亚的临到。
That's one of the reasons Matthew begins with the long family genealogy of Jesus to connect him to Abraham and the line of King David.
也是因为这个原因，马太福音用真长的族谱来开始，将耶稣啊、甲 亚伯拉罕甲大卫诶迄个血脉甲连贯起来。
Now, interestingly, and this is a bit of an aside, but Matthew also includes the mention of four women, which was unusual to do in a patriarchal society.
真趣味的就是马太也阁有提起四位女性，这是当时迄个老爸管理的迄个制度的社会是真罕的看到的。
And so, in this long family genealogy, there are four lines that are mentioned.
在这个路路长的族谱里底，有讲到四位的女性。
Talks about Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar.
犹大是法勒斯加舍拉的老爸，伊的老母是塔玛。
It also mentions Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Talks about Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. And finally, talks about David.Who was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife?
David是所罗门的老爸，所罗门的老母较早以前是俄利亚的某。
And in a society where honor and shame are strong guiding forces, these women and their stories might be ones that most people would not have included. They would have hidden these stories.
在一个尊严甲见效诶，迄个强大诶社会内底，提起这女性甲因诶故事，可能是一挂人唔忙会当温存诶代志。
Because these were stories that probably most families would be shameful to include.
因为这个故事，互大部分诶人来讲，是一个真见效诶事。
Tamar's story was involved with incest.
塔玛甲乱伦有关系。
Rahab was a foreigner and a prostitute.
Rahab 是外邦人，也是妓女。
Ruth was another Moabite foreigner and an outsider.
罗德是一个外邦人，摩押族的人。
And then King David, he committed adultery with Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, and then had her husband Uriah murdered.
大卫王甲所罗门的老母伯西巴犯奸淫，然后杀死俄利亚。
But here they are in the family line of Jesus, written in the genealogy in Matthew.
这就是伫马太所写的族谱，关系耶稣因的血脉。
And I think it shows that Jesus invites everyone to be part of his family. And where there was once shame, he brings light and restores honor.
在这里我们可以看出耶稣邀请所有的人成为他家庭的一份子，不如见效让他带来光明，恢复了尊严。
Now we talked about the land of Zebulun and Naphtali in the passage from Isaiah, and so I'd like to read a little bit from Matthew chapter 4 verses 12 through 14.
刚才我们有看到以赛亚书，我们现在要来做一读在马太第四章十二节到十四节。
And it says, Jesus left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the lake, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled.
耶稣离开拿撒勒去加比隆徛起，这所在在海边在西伯伦和拿弗他利的交界，是要应验早托先知以赛亚所讲的。
And so where Isaiah had prophesied a light would shine forth from an area of darkness, here Matthew is talking about that it's Jesus who brings forth from this place that is now called Galilee, the same place mentioned in Isaiah.
所以在以赛亚有讲到黑暗的时阵，在马太下这个所在，在阴暗跟黑暗的所在，耶稣带来了光明。
And then later on in the book of Luke, after Jesus began his public ministry, It talks about in Luke chapter 4, him returning to the synagogue.
所以接下来我们在路加第四章有看到耶稣在那里开始传福音的时候，他进入到会堂。
And so I'm going to read a passage from Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. So Luke 4, verses 14 to 21, and it says, He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
罗加第四章十四节，耶稣伫圣神的关联，倒转去加利利，伊的名声遍传伫四围的地方。伊伫因的会堂教示，予众人学了伊。耶稣到拿撒勒，就是伊成长的所在。伫安息日，照伊平常的法度入会堂，就徛起。的讲，有人将先知以赛亚的册给伊，伊就打开，找到迄所在，记讲，主的心临到我，因为伊仍有抹我，给我传福音，给送向人，伊有找我，给受掠的人讲，因会得解绑，逃绑，给车迷人，甲车迷人讲，因会得着光光来，逃绑受压制的人。宣传主欢喜的年，耶稣合册行这事就这地，在会众的众人拢注目看伊，伊就开嘴对因讲：这个圣经的应验，恁今仔日有听起啦。
And so the scripture that Jesus read is from the book of Isaiah in chapter 61.
其实这是以赛亚六十一章所记载耶稣底下来读。
And in Isaiah, it foretells the coming of the Savior who will bring hope to the world and healing to the world.
以赛亚底下预言耶稣要来到底咱的世间。
And so when Jesus reads the scroll in the synagogue and says, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your presence." He is saying that this is me.
So, 耶稣底下讲，以赛亚的预言，就是这个弥赛亚要来，我就是迄个弥赛亚。
He's saying, I am the fulfillment of this prophecy. I am the Messiah. I am the Savior, and this is my mission.
所以，耶稣底下讲，就是我就是迄个弥赛亚，我就是迄个伫以赛伫古约所预言的，这是我的使命。
Now.In our work with medical ambassadors, we often travel to other countries and work with local people in their communities.
在我们的机构里面，我们常常爱在不同的地方来在那里探访，在那里观察。
And a friend tells me a story of when he traveled to Guatemala to work among some native people in the villages there.
有一个朋友跟我讲，因去瓜地马拉的这个所在。
And this area had undergone a revival where the people were experiencing the love and forgiveness of Jesus.
在这个所在，因底下有经历到主的同在，底下给因和因的心底下有恢复起来。
And they were learning practical ways.Of learning to love and care for their neighbors and learning lessons like how to be healthy, how to prevent disease, how to have clean water and good nutrition.
And
they were learning how to save their money and they were learning things like the importance of forgiveness and relying on the Holy Spirit.
因伫遐也有学习到爱安怎欠钱，啊，要安怎啊？和圣灵同工伫因的生活的中间。
And then a woman who had been part of the training suddenly stood up and said, "I finally understand what was happening."
所以有一个姊妹伫因的中间，忽然间有一天转起来讲，我已经知影为什么了，是什么原因？
And what she said was, she had an experience where she was traveling through a village that was not her own.
她说有一天，她去一个村乡，不是她住的所在。
And there was something about the village that was just different.
她说那个村乡不同款。
The people were warm and friendly to her, even though she was a stranger to that community.
对因来讲，伊是一个啊外口来诶生份人，总是因遐人真无同款来对待伊。
The children seemed happier and healthier.
遐个囡仔非常的欢喜，阿嘛非常的健康。
And she didn't see the usual trash and plastic water bottles that were common that littered many communities.
伫村乡，伊无看到遐个粪扫，也是遐个啊空罐啊。
And the homes, even though they were very modest.Showed that the people cared for them and they were proud for what they had.
In here, too, here, lang, a jin, hua hi, jin, gyao, ngô, inu, di, hi, jin, ho, jin, sufu, ha, jin, etu, etang, etang, di, a, doa.
And there were vegetable gardens and flowers in most of the homes.
Inu, jin, jigua, long, zo, bud, ao, hui, ao, tai.
And what she said was,It was so strange to her that she couldn't describe it in the past.
伊讲伊无法度通来解说，通来讲这个代志。
But now that she understood that this was one of those villages that was experiencing this revival,
因为迄个时阵伊唔知啊，总是伊即马知啊，讲迄个村乡其实是因为主耶稣殿的中间来复兴。
She then described it as, it was as if Jesus had walked through the village.
伊讲亲像耶稣伫因个村乡行过同款。
Now, can you picture what it would look like if Jesus passed through your home?
你敢不当想象耶稣对你个厝遐行过
？If Jesus passed by your workplace or your company or your neighborhood?
啊，是伫你所做个工课个所在，啊，是伫你个厝边个所在，耶稣来伫遐行过。
What if Jesus passed through some of the most troubled and broken areas in the world?
啊，是耶稣行过遐个真破碎的所在。
And if you can imagine some of those pictures about the lights shining in dark places, can you imagine the light of Jesus entering into all those situations?
你可以让想象耶稣的光进入了咱所讲的这个所在。
We know that we live in a fallen and broken world.
我知道我们住在真坠落的所在。
And starting from the third chapter in Genesis, we learn that humans didn't get very far when we tried to do things apart from God.
我们知道在创世纪第三章开始那里，我们就看到说，当人不要听主的话的时候，他们根本就没法走多远去。
But God is a missionary God, and later in the book of Genesis, we learn that God goes about his work to bring healing to the brokenness of mankind and to provide a way back to right relationship with him.
咱知影主的使命，伊就是要来医治，要来将这些受伤的人类互因有光明伫因的中间，互因会当甲主有好的关系。
And this is the light of Christmas.
这就是圣诞的光。
I'd like to tell one other story of two Kenyans, a husband and a wife, who have also been working with medical ambassadors.
我要跟您分享一个故事。
And they work in an area of their country of significant poverty and where there are few Christians.
这对夫妇，因其实是在一个足善家的所在。
Now, this married couple, Albert and Lena, moved from one part of Kenya to this area near the coast to specifically answer a call on their lives from God to live among this group of people.
Albert and Lina, in the city, Kenya, in the place, brought来的这个地区.
They wanted to be agents of God's love and shalom, and to learn from the people so that they could begin to help them.
因是要来回应上帝对因生命的呼召啊，该要甲这群人做伙底下生活。
They started farming on the small piece of land they had purchased and tried to incorporate more productive and creative ways of farming.
因底下要一个土地，啊，就底下来种植，要来帮助伫这个地区的人。
They began visiting their neighbors and trying to develop genuine relationships of love and trust, sharing the lessons on farming and health that they had learned.
因就开始伫遐拜访因的厝边，真努力来建立真实的听甲信任的关系，分享因的种植。
One growing season, Albert and Lena were blessed with a good crop of corn, peas, and cotton, and so they harvested and stored the crop in bags in their storehouses.
有一个修行的这期 ，Albert 和 Lena 就将因所修行的番麦、荷兰豆啊、加米花吼，改藏伫袋啊内底，啊藏伫因的仓库。
And when they found buyers, they would sell what they had to generate a little bit of income for themselves.
那是有人要买因的农作物的时阵，因会将因所种的这些卖给人来赚淡薄的收入。
Now one day they found that the remaining bags they had left were stolen. They were missing.
有一天，伊发现到伫仓库内底存落来遐袋啊，拢叫人偷摕去。
Now, saddened with the loss of all of their labor and their work and income, they were even more disappointed when they learned that three young men, two of them were their immediate neighbors, were the thieves that had stolen the crops.
因失去了因辛苦的种植，啊，加因淡薄的收入，所以非常的伤心。啊，当因知影讲，查那是因是有三位青年人，其中两位阁是伫个是伊厝边的时阵，因更加更加失望。
The police had apprehended the three men. They found evidence of some of the stolen bags, and then got confessions from each of them.
警察啊，有抓到了因啊，找到一部分和人偷摕袋啊的证据啊，这些青年人因嘛受刑讯。
Albert and Lena then had to come to grips with their own sense of violation, contrasted with their own sense of mission to love even the people who had wronged them.
Albert and Lena 因不得不得爱面对对家己受侵犯啊，加家己的使命感，甚至爱去听遐个伤害因的人。
Touched by God's love and forgiveness in their own lives, Albert and Lena then responded in forgiveness.When the parents of the two men, the two men who were neighbors, came to them with restitution and begged them for mercy for their sons.
In the 家己的生命中，互相的一听甲教下所感动，所以当这个厝边的青年的父母来甲因道歉的时阵要请求因的赦免，因也做出了宽容的回应。
And in turn, Albert and Lena asked to be able to meet with the men.
反倒回来，Albert 和 Lena 伊嘛要求讲，当甲这两位青年通见面。
At first, the men were ashamed.
打开始的时阵，这两位青年人非常的歹势。
But as Albert and Lena continued to treat them with sincere kindness and interest in their lives, they gradually became friends.
总是 Albert 和 Lena 继续用诚心和善良的态度来对待这些青年，关心他们的生活，所以他们成为了朋友。
Albert and Lena then began to teach them about this Jesus who forgave them in their lives, and he was the reason why they could forgive the men.
所以了后 ，Albert 和 Lena 开始就教这些青年明白这个下面因的耶稣。
And they also taught the men about how Jesus came so that we could live our lives to the fullest.
所以嘛，甲因 教导这些青年人关于耶稣啊，为什么来到这个世间。
And there were other practical teachings that they shared with the men about how to live healthy lives and how to care for their families and neighbors.
所以嘛，跟教要安怎有一个健康的生活，要安怎疼厝边隔壁甲厝邻的人。
Eventually, these men also became followers of Jesus.
所以最后，这些青年人啊，成为了跟随耶稣的人。
Now, in John chapter 8, verse 12.It says, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
我是世间的光，耶稣安尼甲众人讲，我是世间的光，对我的人无惊伫暗，反倒要有活命的光。
And then in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16,It says, you are the salt of the earth. I'll skip ahead to the next. And it says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
在马太五章十三节到十六节，安尼讲，恁是地上的盐。十四节，恁是世间的光，城起伫山顶，未为温物，无人点灯，下伫兜的，就是下伫灯台顶，就变照厝内的人。安尼，恁的光就照达人，伫人的面前，互因看起恁的好所行，来归阳光，互恁伫天灵的白。
So Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是咱世上的光。
Jesus also says that we are the light of the world.
耶稣嘛讲，咱是世上的光。
And so this Christmas, as you enjoy the Christmas lights and the festivities, and perhaps as some of you light Advent candles.
在这个圣诞节啊，当咱咧翕相圣诞的灯，还是庆祝活动的时阵，有几人可能爱将大港节这垃圾给点到。
Let us celebrate and shine together because we have the light of the world in Jesus.
咱这回来庆祝啊，这回来发光，因为主耶稣是咱的光。
Jesus has come and will come again. He is our light.
耶稣讲，伊要过来，伊就是咱的光，咱的耶稣是咱的光。
But I also know that Christmas can be a very difficult time for some people.
圣诞节对一挂人是一个真艰苦季节。
Can be a difficult time of personal loss, of loneliness, and sometimes pain.
有可能因为失去亲爱的人，还是因心中有真大的痛苦。
Please remember that it is for you that Jesus came.
总是爱给你，是因为耶稣来是为着你。
And just like the light that came out of a time of darkness and silence and desperation for the nation of Israel, Jesus wants to be your light of hope, peace, joy, and love.
像以色列国在迄个黑暗中真点睛的时阵，真失望的时阵，迄个光就来了。赶快，耶稣要爱你啊，成做你的光，你的盼望，你的平安，你的喜乐，啊，加你的疼。
And for those who follow Jesus, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
所以咱那是对主的脚步，唔忙咱当真做别人的光。
Be a light for others and for this world.
真做别人的光，啊，真做这个世界的光。
And as I close, I just want to leave you with two more encouragements.
等我要结束的时阵，我有两个勉励。
These are from the words of Martin Luther King, and he says, Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that.
路顶马中有安尼讲，黑暗无法赶走黑暗，只有光会当。
Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that.
万分无法度赶走万分，只有疼会当。
And then finally, a reminder.Of our great hope that light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it.
所以我们今天这个光照在黑暗，暗没法度通来照入伊。
That is the light of Christmas.
这就是圣诞的光。
Amen.
Amen.